Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, one day before Thanksgiving here on Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. Hope everybody, if you're still working before the holiday, Godspeed. We're right there with you. And then hopefully everybody gets to celebrate a little bit with the family the rest of the week. This will be our last day of the week. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Max Power producing. He's got the KFH hotline at 869-1240. We have lots of different ways you can get in touch with the program. You can reach out to us directly on social media, via YouTube, via X. You can follow along, of course, on 12 News Connected. And you can also listen on the Odyssey app and send us your voicemails. We have a lot to get to today on this Wednesday. We will have a reaction to KU and K-State basketball Tuesday. We will also get you previewed for KU basketball today and Shocker basketball, finally beginning their tournament week out in the Bahamas. That's today as well. So we'll have all that for you. We also have Shreya Slada, our KU insider, stopping by a little bit later. A lot to get to with Shreyas, including what's going on out there in Vegas right now. Looking forward to that. So that conversation, and we make our football picks. Everybody's going to stop by. We'll make our picks ahead of the holiday games. We'll pick those Thanksgiving games. They're all too good not to. We'll have a little fun. That's all coming up in the next hour as well. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone's in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. Over 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. I've long thought of the day before Thanksgiving, TJ, in my younger life. Best bar night of the year.
Yeah, that's the night you go get trashed with the high school buddies.
Yep, everybody's back in town. The night before Thanksgiving is a lot of fun. And then you nurse it off with a Bloody Mary on Thanksgiving and get back up to speed. But hope everybody's out there. If you do still indulge in those sorts of things, be safe tonight, everybody. Uber, whatever you need to do. But go have fun. We're excited about it. Wichita Brewing Cup would be a great place to do it. How are you this morning, TJ?
I don't know if you can see the bags under my eyes. We're running low on sleep because it was a big night last night, Jacob. I don't know why you didn't mention what was on tap as a part of that. Dancing with the Stars finale last night. 3 hours. And I'm so committed to this morning talk show that I DVR'd the K-State game, began watching it at 10 p.m. after the winner was announced, started that off. And I was like, all right, I'm committed. I'm staying up till midnight and watching this basketball game. And then Indiana rattled off an 8-0 run. And I said, well, this is a waste of my time.
Yeah, I apologize if you stayed up that late with K-State. I stayed up late enough, and it was, you know, I was out of there by 9:30. That was not a good game for K-State, falling 86-69, just an absolute disaster for them. Their first of that sort yet this year here. But just an unbelievably sloppy game, and it got away from him. KU, on the other hand, big winners, yep. Impressive, continue to impress here, and they'll be good enough to advance into this tournament's format into a third place game today. So a lot to dig into.
I gotta update my take here on the Players Era tournament. It's growing on me. I think it is a pretty cool idea. But I'm at the point now where this is really stupid. Why don't they have a chance to play for the championship game?
Well, like, they'll obviously sucks. Have to fix that. But they, yeah. But are you disappointed in the hardware? You use the Maui Invitational, like that they don't have a chance at the Maui hardware, or are you just excited that they get to play another good game against a good team today? They will have walked out of this tournament with three good games, which is the true. Point.
That's what you get at Maui too. That's why you go to Maui. That's why you went to Maui.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, I don't look back at the seasons and be like, oh yeah, but they also won that Maui. Now I'm not going to look back and be like, in that third place finish at the Players Invitational or whatever. They'll fix that. They'll have to fix it. They didn't have a great way to do it this year, but they figured out a way anyway. It is a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Glad everybody can enjoy it. It's a little chilly. I'm going to be honest. In the thin little Hawaiian shirt down here in the basement, the weather's turning. We're cutting glass down here, TJ. It's getting there a little more difficult to power through and celebrate and hope in and wish in some sunshine. Those days.
Good. I'm tired of the.
Oh,
the
Hawaiian shirt Wednesday doesn't stop. It goes down through the winter.
I'm replacing Tommy Hader as the biggest Tommy Caster is the biggest hater of Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. I'm a Scrooge.
Yeah,
sue me.
You are. That's a fact.
Max, no. when are we rolling out Ugly Christmas Sweater Tuesday?
I'm sure I have those too. I bet I can find one. I might have to borrow one from my wife. But I think there's probably an ugly sweater laying around the house somewhere. We can have an ugly sweater day. If that makes you feel better about yourself. But that's fine. That's fine.
I just want to be included.
Well, then get a Hawaiian shirt. Stop being a baby. Grow up. You're a homeowner, you're a yard guy, grow up. Do what all grown men, responsible grown men do. Wear Hawaiian shirts, get clothes that annoy your wife. That's what you don't get older and watch reality dancing shows with your wife. You get older and annoy her in new and different ways. And a great way to do that is obnoxious Hawaiian shirts. But you'll get there. It's cool. You guys are freshly married. You keep watching reality TV and pretending to be invested, and eventually your give a you know what will break on that stuff, and you'll be like, you know what, there's about a million other things I'd rather do with 3 hours of my life than watch bad dancers dance. So who won last night? Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler, turn your radio off. Steve Irwin's son,
The animal guy.
Yep.
Okay. Is he a celebrity? His son too.
He's growing into a pretty big deal.
What is
now? He's a really big deal after this, but he's the same thing his dad did. He runs the Australia Zoo, and he's a wildlife conservationist, and he's huge, cool. Playing with animals.
That's cool. Didn't I see Andy Richter was on there?
He was on it for like 8 of the 9 weeks. Like he made a wow. Cinderella run.
Yeah, that's and I cannot imagine Andy Richter's a great dancer. So
he wasn't, but he got better.
That's
the stuff that makes you emotional. You don't get that watching K-State Indiana last night.
I was some kind of emotion last night watching K-State Indiana. It wasn't feel good, that's for sure. That was a really ugly game. We'll get into it, and we'll look ahead to the Shockers tonight against St. Mary's. I'm pretty excited about the Shockers' opportunity tonight against St. Mary's, to be perfectly honest with you.
I need to dig into the St. Mary's KenPom and get the scouting report ready here.
St. Mary's, as always, is good. They're good. And we don't know, what North Texas is this year. St. Mary's is 25 in KenPom.
Top 25. Hey.
But they beat the brakes off of North Texas. Crushed North Texas.
31, yeah.
So if that tells us anything, it's that, they're probably going to be really good. So get ready for it. It'll be the toughest test of the year for Wichita State. it's not a true road game. The Shockers are 10.5-point underdogs right now. That actually is closer than I thought it would be. To be
St. Mary's,
honest
with you. St. Mary's is the best 3-point shooting team in the country. 45.6%. Holy cow. Here we go.
Don't you? But see, man, I love that kind of opportunity. I have no idea what to expect outcome wise, but I love that they're playing.
Last year in the midseason tournament, they lost to Florida by 55 points or something. So
yeah.
Everything's off the table. There's no embarrassment if something bad happens. So it's theirs to win.
Well, you just want to see them take another stab at that kind of test, right?
I know.
It's going to be a fun one. We'll have that preview coming for you. We got lots coming on Sports Daily. Stick around. We'll talk college hoops when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All All right, welcome back into Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht doesn't know how to turn on his microphone, so I'll get us started here and decide what we're going to talk about in the second segment on Sports Daily here. Jacob is checked out, ready for Thanksgiving. The tryptophan? What's in the turkey that makes you sleepy? Tryptophan. Jacob's ready for the tryptophan. He might already be off the tryptophan. Jacob, I have done some research during the break here into this next segment, and the players era next year, going up to 32 teams, still won't have a bracket. I don't know if you're aware about that. It is the same format. It's the week one winner, the week two winner, and then they'll play in the championship the third week. And so still, there's going to be 2-0 teams that won't play in the thing, in the championship game like there is this year, like Iowa State is complaining
about. Doesn't everybody play a consolation game, though? Because how else do you know if you should schedule a game?
I don't know. Sure. I don't know. Maybe not. That'll be
an interesting thing to see, because you'll have to leave a hole in your schedule otherwise.
It's probably, if I had to take a stab, because this is only a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing, it's probably like you'll go to Vegas and play on Monday and Tuesday, and then you can schedule a game on Saturday. You'll know that you're not playing in the second week. You can schedule a game and then leave your early week open the next week to go play a championship game, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a way to get a bunch of good games in. That's all I care about. That's all I ever care about on any holiday tournament. The format's irrelevant.
I mean, my thing though is that like the whole thing they're pinning it up to the wall about is, hey, if you win, you get $1 million. Okay, you just went out
already.
No,
I get that part. That part is, I'm talking about as a fan, as a player for $1 million. Yeah, I mean. Look, everybody knows the rules when they go into it. It is what it is. You got to win by a lot, and the margin matters, and who you play clearly matters. But again, it's just the opportunity, and it's not like they're getting nothing. It's not like the TBT. It's a million or nothing. They're all being handsomely rewarded one way or the other. So it's an interesting idea. It will continue to grow, and again, I think the fallout for that will be for other tournaments this time of year to try and follow suit, to try and come up with some NIL packages. And then I think nothing will really change. You'll just see some consolidation of some of these top teams, and we'll still have the Maui Invitational, and we'll still have the Battle for Atlantis and all these other tournaments that we've always had. The Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City that we've seen will still happen. No high school football coverage this week because of, well, the holiday, and of course, state championships are coming up. High school football coverage on Sports Daily, always brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. So that will happen Friday and Saturday this year. The state format's changed up a little bit, correct? So you get games. It's not all in one day in different places. Yep. It's consolidated a little bit, which will be better.
Yes, much better. 4-5, 4-5-6 in Emporia, 1-2-3 in Hutch, 8-mans and 6-man, and Greensburg, Kiowa County, at the only 8-man turf football field in the state of Kansas. Yeah. It's a claim to fame. I think the Metro teams, we got Capon and Andale, and that's probably all of the KFH airwaves that are hearing us. So Capon and Andale are fighting for it, both undefeated, both one seeds. Good games.
Good luck.
Bishop Miege and Topeka Hayden.
Good luck to all our teams. We are looking forward to those opportunities. You'll have all your coverage at Catch Kansas, of course, and KWCH as we make our way through the holiday week here. We're talking college basketball. Let's start with the good. Let's start with KU. 71-60 winners over Syracuse. To me, it looked a whole lot like the game on Monday when KU got a win. You can start to see it. I don't know, TJ, how you felt about it. Flory Badunga was really good. He turned the ball over too much yesterday. But again, like he just jumps off the screen at you in how good he is and how much better he's gotten. I think it has been easy with all the attention on Darren Peterson to forget how gifted a player Badunga was and how big a deal that was for them to get him back. But I mean, you start a roster with Peterson, if he's back in Badunga, you're going to have a chance. But I think as much as anything, like these pieces, like they have found a way, been with Cole Rosario in either game, they found a way to win these games in a different style, just kind of shut them down. I am in love with a lineup that features Bryce Tiller and Rory Badunga. I mean, I can't get enough of it. Those two bigs out there doing their thing, they're so athletic. And I think these role players are stepping into those roles nicely. And if you pop, if you can pop some instant Darren Peterson into that, this is going to be a team that can play.
Yeah, it's a really volatile team of what it's going to look like. Like, they're going to beat teams that they are going to – I mean, they might be like a 9-point underdog and beat teams. Like, that's the – and I don't know if they would be a 9-point underdog. I guess it's KU. They don't do that very often. It's weird. Like, it's a lineup that if – I think that if you put Peterson and Flory, you know, on any team in the country, they're going to have a chance to go out and beat top 25 teams. You can put them on a Division II team and go beat top 25 teams with those guys on your roster. Like, Flory is that much better than he was last year. Like, I texted you watching that game yesterday that this might be the last year that we see Flory Badunga too, because he might be drafted, because he looks like an NBA player. Oh,
he's there. For sure a draft pick. I don't even think that's a doubt at this point.
But I think that, like, last year there were talks about it. This year it was like, well, he's still there, but, like, we'll see if he wants to keep developing. But, like, he might be there. Like, I think he might be like a first round guy. He looked really good. He had 14 rebounds yesterday. So I don't know. And I think that Jaden Dawson not being out there yesterday also, I mean, they ran basically a 6-man rotation. They put Cole Rosario on the bench yesterday. I don't know if you saw that either. He came off the bench and they started Jamari McDowell yesterday. And so I think that if I had to take a stab at why you do that, is that way that your bench isn't El Marco Jackson, Jamari McDowell, and I don't even know this guy's name. It's the first time he's played. Ningu Nagala.
I didn't know who he was. Either.
I think those were literally the first minutes that he's played outside of blowouts last night, and so he came in and played that one as well. So it's like, I think that was the idea, is to put Cole Rosario on the bench so that way when we go to the bench minutes,
and they're going to have a 7-man rotation, right? Like, I mean, sorry, 8-man rotation when Peterson's back, and that's like right
seven
in
seven and a half. I'd say the biggest takeaway that you can take from yesterday is the fact that Jamari McDowell played 34 minutes, scored 9 points, got a couple of rebounds. Like,
Jamari McDowell in that class when he and El Marco came up and they were, but like, I liked Jamari McDowell. I thought McDowell even more than El Marco looked good, but they didn't have much room for those guys to do a whole lot. So I think we're talking about players that are very gifted. That will have roles on the team. Rosario, I don't know what to make of Rosario. I know everybody's been really high on him. I didn't know a lot about him coming in. I don't know a lot about him now. But we know what White and Council can bring to the table, because they're they're kind of your glue guys, your experienced guys. But those two with Badunga and Tiller on the floor together, and now you're mixing in Darren Peterson, man, I'm telling you, like, it's not going to be a team that shoots the lights out. Like, that's not going to happen again this year. I don't know what Peterson adds. Is he had 2 threes a game, three? I mean, it's not going to be a high volume 3-point team, but they've got all kinds of scoring options that exist otherwise. I think that you can see it coming together. And it looks to me like this is going to be a team that has a chance to be pretty good, and maybe has a chance to be really, really good. Because if Darren Peterson is in fact the best player in the country, like so many people believe that he will be and is, you add that to what we're seeing out of Badunga early on. I mean, what teams in America wouldn't take that start? Well, I haven't yet. And we'll see a lot of them. There are more experienced and probably better college basketball players at the 5 spot than Flory Badunga, but I haven't seen any more talented.
Yeah.
And I'll be surprised if I do.
I know. I mean, that's what we talk about. Like, he looks like he plays like a small forward as a 7-footer.
Yeah. I mean, he's all over the place, and he's not getting himself into foul trouble. Like, he's staying on the floor. It's not been a problem for him at all, which was his problem last year, right? He couldn't stay on the floor. And so, like, all of this, and Bill Self talked a lot about him after the game. He was asked about him. He took a shot at Bruce Pearl, which I thought was pretty funny. But it was everything that we thought. I was so excited to see him come back, and Bill Self was right, and I think he's being honest there when he said it was the right thing for him to do, to go test the waters. Why wouldn't you? And at the end of the day, like, you got to think back to that whole process, and the fact that he went in terrified people, because most of the time when guys go in, they leave. But at the end of the day, exactly how it was laid out last night with Bill Self, was kind of the thought process going in. Okay, going to the portal, that's fine. But when you really get in there and you look around, and you know Darren Peterson's coming to Kansas, and you know Bill Self is the coach, no coach in America coaches bigs better than Bill Self and puts bigs in a position to be NBA players than Bill Self. Nobody does. Why would you not come back to KU? You know the resources are going to be there. He's not going to go somewhere most likely and have some better financial opportunity than he would have at KU last year because it was like Peterson and nothing else. And he comes back. He made the right decision, which was Bill Self's point last night. I'm glad he went in and I'm glad he made the right decision, which was to come back here. And it 100% was the right decision. He looks awesome. And he looks like one of the best players in the country to me, or at least will be by the end of this season. Certainly one of the best at his position. He looks fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to put it. I mean, he's the second best player on the team, and like he might be like a 1.5 best player on the team. Like he looks that good, I think. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal that he came back. And, you know, I was one that in that camp, I thought that he was going to leave too. I didn't think that there was a chance that they'd get Flory Badunga back once you get him in the portal and people are throwing numbers around. And he was getting offered more than he made at KU, and then KU probably had to renegotiate and throw a number back out there. But I'm glad, like, but it was always the thing. It was always the thing that we said, though, is whenever he entered the portal, it was like, why would he leave? Like, he's going to play 40 minutes a game. Like, he can do anything that he wants at Kansas. Like, this is the perfect spot for him.
This is the best place for him. When you look historically at what guys like him have done in this program, I mean, it is right in front of him, right there, screaming off the page that he's going to have a big year. And then I want to talk about Bryson Tiller. And I know that, you know, Council and Trey White are coming into form, and that may be the best news of this entire tournament. But I don't know about you, TJ. I did not have any expectations for Bryson Tiller other than to be a big that might, you know, provide some depth this year.
I figured he was just a backup big.
He followed up 17-9 against Notre Dame with 11-8 yesterday. And I just, like, I am in on not just him, but the idea of him and Badunga in the lineup together.
The hard part about this is that they've got Paul Bia is their freshman big that they brought in from Nigeria, I think. He hasn't played at all. And, like, that tells you that, like, he's not – if Bill Self hasn't played him at all with what he's had with six guys yesterday, like, he's probably not going to play at all. And so it scares you to put them both out there because then it's like there's no big coming. Like, if one of them gets in foul trouble, there's nobody else coming.
You don't have to have them both out there, right? If you start them both, then you can rotate through and just play – with one of them.
I don't care who starts the game, but they play together a lot.
Oh, that's their that lineup together is awesome. I'm saying, like, if all of a sudden one of them gets in foul trouble and you're running, you know, El Marco out there instead, it'll be okay to have just one of them out there. It's going to create a mismatch, though, and they're both so athletic that I don't like sometimes you think about running two, we'll call them centers, but, you know, whatever, just for the intent.
They're 7 foot tall. They're centers.
That's what they look like. But, you know, a lot of the time when you run that out there, other teams will beat you with speed and they'll beat you with other way. I don't see that happening with these guys. Like, Badunga gets out and guards the point. Like, it's and he can do it. And they're super at. So I don't think it ever creates a mismatch for them. I think it only creates opportunities offensively for them. And at this point, it's just like, man, I hope Peterson's a great 3-point shooter. I don't know that part of his game yet, but I hope he is. But at minimum, I hope he is instant offense, because if he's instant offense and if he's a walking 20 points a night, this has a chance to be a really good team.
That was one thing that whenever people would ask me about what I thought about KU this season going into it, I was like, I don't know anything about them, but I know that they're going to be fast because they have not had the chance to be fast because Hunter Dickinson was not fast. Right. Like, Flory is actually fast. Like, Flory can get a rebound. Not the best dribbler, but he can run the floor.
Seven turnovers
like
yesterday.
He can run the floor with the guards and be there to do like that. That's what superpower he is. Like I always said, like Quincy Ballard is a different player, 100%. But like he was athletic enough where they could push the pace and he could go catch alley oops. Like Flory is a notch even above that.
He is athleticism wise, and Ballard was a very athletic player. All right, let's talk K-State here. 86-69. It was a total dud game for the Cats. They turned the ball over absurdly too much.
What did the number end up being?
19. Yep. 19 turnovers. Indiana turned over 16 times.
They had 12 turnovers 10 minutes into the game, I think.
Yeah, it was all right there at the beginning, and they never could overcome it. Once they got through that, it kind of stayed even. Like I don't want to say they finished strong, because they didn't finish strong, but they didn't let it get away from them from the early deficit. It just kind of stayed there.
Yeah, they tied it up, I think, or got it right there at one point.
Yeah, and late in the first half, it was tight. It was within two, I think. But Haggerty never could get it going. They just, I don't know, man. That was a rough one to watch.
And the thing that I kept thinking about while I was watching that is that it's like, I was really staring at it, trying to be like, what is Indiana taking away that isn't allowing K-State's offense
nothing.
To do what
they were dribbling
to.
It off their foot.
And it was just, oh no, they just turned it over 19 times. And it was, most of them were self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah. So I honestly don't know what to make of, because I've been high on them. I don't know if that was premature, or if you can just throw this game in the trash can. I'm hoping you can just throw this game in the trash can. The game against Nebraska, I don't think K-State played poorly. I think Nebraska is actually pretty good, and that was a super fun game and competitive and awesome, and it's a tough call at the end of the game. This one, they look like crap. So it's just like, okay, is this a for real performance, or again, is it just one of those, they went to Indiana on the road, true road game, played a good team, and pooped the bed? Like, I hope that's the case, because if that's the case, then it doesn't really mean much, and they can come right back and do what they need to do. But that's what we'll find out next, right? That's the thing that we've got to see. I don't know if we want to call that a response to the Nebraska loss. I think that's probably naive, but they need to respond to this one. Like, they better come out with their hair on fire in the next one and play good basketball, or yeah, we may have a little different opinion of them than we had hoped.
If they lose to Bowling Green, we'll have some definite opinions that we'll be talking about.
Seton Hall was in one of these tournaments and looked really good.
Seton Hall looked good. That's going to be a good game.
In the half of basketball I saw them play. And then Creighton has not looked particularly good yet, from what I've seen of them, which is a couple of times. Let's talk some of these football games, TJ. The Chiefs, most notably, everything kind of what we expected with the first actual practice and practice report. Isaiah Pacheco's a go. Andy Reid says he'll play. Trey Smith, not a go. We assume he won't play. Noah Gray may be more of a question mark on whether he could or not. Certainly you'd like to have him. But Trey Smith will be, between not having Trey Smith and playing against that run defense, to me, and I made this commitment to you yesterday, if the Chiefs only run the ball like 10, 11, 12 times in this game, I'm not complaining about it. It is the correct game plan to just come out and try to throw it all over the Cowboys. That is the correct way to approach this game.
It's the correct way to approach, but if it doesn't work, like, do you change? Like, I think that that's more of anything of why they ran the ball.
If that doesn't work, they're screwed. If it doesn't work, they're screwed. Like, they're not going to not throw the ball well and all of a sudden be like, you know what, let's instead establish the run game. That'll be what get, no, they'll be screwed. If throwing the ball doesn't work, they're in big trouble. If that game is so low scoring that they can then reestablish it and play a game of field position, then I don't think that's going to be the best news for the Chiefs. I will say, though, on that, the Chiefs defense should significantly Cowboys defense. Like, if you're looking to an advantage on that side of the ball, even as much as Dallas has played better in the last few weeks since they've made trades and gotten some guys back healthy, I still think the Chiefs have better defense than the Cowboys. So, you know, low scoring does probably favor Kansas City to some degree, but I just don't think this is going to be a low scoring game. Dallas's offense is as good as any offense in football, including when the Chiefs are peaking. Like, peak Cowboys offense and peak Chiefs offense, who are we putting with them? The Lions, the Rams, maybe? Like, there aren't any offenses any better than these two when they're going. So, like, it just, to me, it feels like it's going to be that kind of game, and Kansas City's going to need to not kick field goals and capitalize on opportunities to score touchdowns in this game, because you're probably going to need touchdowns.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of points, basically. I think that that's the best way to put it. I think that there's questions about, you know, what Chiefs will show up. That's what I keep telling people as well, is what Chiefs team will it be? If it's the Chiefs offense that we saw a month ago, this will be an awesome game. If it's the Chiefs offense that we've seen for the last month, it's going to be a, you know, but what do you say? Butt pucker in time?
Yeah. Butt pucker in time. It'll be butt pucker in time.
Well, it'll be 3 hours of Thanksgiving butt pucker.
Well, but that's isn't it so crazy? So let me just you know, let's pull up the three games here: Denver, Buffalo, Indianapolis. When we're saying the Chiefs offense, you're saying the Chiefs offense hasn't looked good, and I don't totally disagree with you. So the Buffalo game, they didn't look good, right? 305 yards of offense, meh. 311 yards against Denver, meh. Those are on the road. Back at home against the Colts, it was about 500 yards of offense. So again, like, you got to take advantage of your opportunities there. It's not like they've been anemic. Even in the Buffalo and Denver games, they gained 300 yards. They weren't awful on offense. They just aren't scoring touchdowns on the road. And then most recently, we didn't see them score any touchdowns at home. So they've been a really not good road team this year. They beat the Giants on the road. Congratulations. And that's it. That's the only one they've got on the road this year. They have not been very good on the road. And even more than that, the road is where they have made those gut-wrenching critical mistakes. That's where they've really been hammered by that. They're going on the road to play a team that is, you know, right there, probably. I mean, would you say the Cowboys are right there with Buffalo at this point? Jacksonville, who they've lost to on the road? The Chargers, who they, like, that's, I mean, that's probably the range Dallas is in this year.
Are they in the playoff picture? I don't even know.
They are. They're almost identical to the Chiefs. I think they're both sitting at, what, 10th and must do a good job down the stretch.
Yeah.
And probably have room for a loss. They're in almost the exact same situation as Kansas City, and they're at home. Has Dallas, and I should know the answer to this, but I don't. Let's see what Dallas has been home versus road. Certainly, they were good enough at home against Philadelphia. Theirs hasn't been as pronounced, it doesn't look like, as it has been in some years, where they have been out of this world at home and pretty bad on the road. Theirs has been a little more even probably this year. So Kansas City has to just worry about Kansas City, though. Like, if they don't shoot themselves in the foot, if they're not so prone to doing that this year, what's their record? They certainly would have beat Jacksonville. They probably would have beat Denver. Probably not Buffalo. Not the Chargers. And Philadelphia, you could make a case, but you're looking at a totally different season.
There was one single turnover that cost them the Philadelphia game.
Right. But that was wasn't quite as brutal, I don't think, as Jacksonville or Denver, but it was bad. Like, they had an opportunity. They weren't playing very well at that point because they didn't have all their players. So this is it. Like, can they play a clean game? Like, when was the last time we saw the Chiefs play a clean game? It's been a month. Since they've just kind of come in and played a clean game. And if they don't do that against Dallas, I'm telling you, I'm worried. I'm worried for them.
I know. I mean, that's what I keep asking, is when is it going to come back? When is that going to be a thing again where we get – because that's like the Chiefs going 6-0 to finish the season is completely obtainable. It just depends on if we see that Chiefs, that's not even really much of a sweat, I feel like. I mean, there would be a little bit, but I feel like that's – as you said, they're going to be favored in every game. And if they play like they did against the Lions, Raiders, and Commanders stretch, like, there's no reason that they should, you know, not do that.
Look, this game tomorrow could be the toughest game left on their schedule. I mean, it's hard to say that right now with Dallas, because it's only been two games since they've started to. And they didn't start good either. They had to come back, remember, against the Eagles. So I don't want to act like they were so impressive in that Eagles game. It was maybe more impressive that they were able to come back from 21-0. But this could very well be, because it's on the road and because their defense has started to look better and they're relatively healthy, this could be the toughest game of the six remaining. That's not even a stretch. Like, if we're talking about Texans, Chargers as home games, and Denver, all three of those are home games, and then it's Tennessee and Vegas. So this is the one. Like, this is the toughest one. I think that's probably going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the Texans are the only one that would scare me otherwise, and it depends on what Texans we get there, too. They've been a team that's a lot like the Chiefs.
I actually kind of like that matchup for the Chiefs, because I don't know that Houston's going to be able to keep up offensively against a good Chiefs defense. The Chiefs defense doesn't get enough credit. The Chiefs defense is top 10 in just about every category that you can look at, and better than that even in some others. They just don't rush the passer well. That's it. That's like, other than that, they're really good defensively. They just get almost no pressure on the quarterback. And they're probably not going to get much pressure on Dak, which is unnerving a bit when you think about the weapons that Dak has to throw the ball to.
Pretty wild. I'm looking at the Cowboys schedule here, and on ESPN, they list the high receiver in each game. Of every game this year, their high receiver has had 110, 112, 82, 134, 114, 168, 110, 78, 85, 144, 146.
And you don't even get to, like, lock in on anybody.
I know.
Like, it's just like because they got two of them. I mean, CeeDee Lamb has the dropsies all of a sudden. If he doesn't do that, it's even more. I told you before the season, I don't think you were here yet, it may have been Tommy, that I thought Dak was going to be an MVP candidate this year. And I thought Mahomes was going to be an MVP candidate too. I think Dak, in a lot of ways, has played better than Mahomes this year. But he's got all these weapons to throw to. They've got two good tight ends. They can run the ball. I don't think they'll run it much against the Chiefs, but they can. You know, they can, in general terms, run the ball. They're really good offense. It's really more about, can the Chiefs offense match it on the road against an improved defense? It is so hard for me to see this game not playing out that way, right? Where it's some sort of slugfest. Yep. And a couple of mistakes are going to decide it. And that is not good news when you consider the amount of mistakes the Chiefs are capable of making lately. We'll pick that game in the next hour. We'll talk about the others as well. We'll get you ready for the Shockers in Atlantis against St. Mary's. That's going to be a big one too today. We've got it all coming for you in another hour of Sports Daily. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.